Kevin is going to preach.
今天 Kevin 会来讲道。
Kevin 牧师在白石牧养。
Pastor Kevin has been pastoring the White Rock Church.
他虽然还没有按牧成为牧师，但是已经是牧师，因为神呼召他一直在服侍。
Even though he has not been ordained yet, but since he's been pastoring, so we honor him as a pastor.
This is not we honor him, God honor him.
It's not we, 不是我们，不是我们，而是神把他放在头上。
我也多加一两句，就说有好多的有一些印度裔的人呢来到我们中间。
I want to add that when people from other nations such as India come to our church.
特别是在五六年前，美国有一个先知是大家公认的，叫做辛迪·杰克的，崔辛迪。
Cindy Jacob, who is a well-known prophetess, about 5 or 6 years ago.
他预言说在加拿大的温哥华呢会有很多的锡克教徒归向耶稣。
And she prophesied that there will be many people from India will come to the Christ in Vancouver.
那这些预言呢先知发的我都会放在我的心里，好多我能背下。
And I put in my heart a lot of these prophecies.
那我们看到神真的带领人来的时候，我们就要来更多的敬拜，更多的祷告，因为主是万民的主，不仅仅是中国人的主。
When these people came to our church, we have to put our eyes onto the God, because God is not only God for us, but also for all nations.
所以我们真的要为主来献上感恩。
So we want to praise God.
另外一方面呢，鼓励大家。就是我们新的朋友来的时候呢，祷告神给你这样的一个心，能够去 reach out。
So I ask you that when other nations came into our church, we will reach out our hearts and we will preach to them.
对，因为圣经上讲呢，当我们给我们最小的弟兄一杯凉水的时候呢，就是在服侍耶稣。
The Bible says, "When we give the least a cup of water, then we are serving God."
所以大家注意，就是说，我们等一会奉主啊，或者听使的话，我们能够来彼此的来关怀，彼此的来带祷。
So when we in groups or we will minister to these people.
So 神会大大的赐福大家，按照他的应许。
God will bless us according to His promises.
另外呢，就是12月23号，我们也会报道一下，就是跟牧堂一起一个联合敬拜。
On December 23rd, we are going to have a united worship with our mother church.
也有庆祝，我们可能把一些节目也会带到那边去。
And we will also have a celebration with them.
我们16号这边的庆祝呢？特别我们也正在筹划一些小孩的节目，你们有小孩的话带来，让他们有参与感。从小就在神的殿里面有一种参与服侍。
So on December 16, the celebration within our church will have a lot of performance from our kids.
我们的老师们正在筹划。
And our teachers are preparing for this.
那有一点大家要非常非常的清楚，要感恩，就是当我们服侍的时候呢，你发现神的恩典就随着，祝福就随着。
So one thing we have to notice when we are serving our God, and God will be among us.
当你献上一分钟的时候，你发现神给你好多的日子。
When you give 1 minute to God, God will give plenty of times for you.
如果你给神1块钱的时候，你发现神给你的是上天下流。
When you just give $1 to the God, God will give you abundantly.
这是神的法则，以后你会有很多很多的经历。
And you will experience many more to come.
今天我们特别的请凯文牧师来上来讲这个，特别他对恩典这方面有很深的领受，让他来讲。
Invite Pastor Kevin to come and share about the gospel of grace.
Thank you. 我 一般的不用这个 stand 啊。这个给这一个就可以。
Thank you.
我喜欢大家近一点。
Closer to you, so that I don't really need
stand.
你也不需要 stand， 我不需要。
OK， 啊，感谢主今天呢，啊，非常的感恩，再次回到这边跟大家来分享。我记得上一次来好像是八月份，是吧
？I really appreciate the time that I can come here again. Last time I was here, well, that was back in August.
是啊，每次回来感觉呢就回家了。
Every time I come, I feel I'm home.
对，我在我白石那里，我感觉我在服侍神。
So, in my world, I feel I'm serving the Lord.
到这里面我就很享受。
But when I come here, I'm enjoying myself.
非常的感恩王牧师再次邀请我过来。
Want to thank Pastor Ben for inviting me over.
是啊，非常感恩看到师母了，好久没看到师母了。
Haven't seen Pastor's wife for a long time.
好久没看到大家了，那么亲切。
And I feel very honored to see you again.
啊，非常非常的感恩。那你要讲到你们最高的境界是什么吗
？What's the most highest point of preaching？
其实忘了自己该讲什么。
Just forgot what you're supposed to teach。
还好我还没到达最高的境界。
I haven't forgot
yet。OK， 今天的翻译是很难的，我今天特别要来鼓励一下安娜，很难翻的。
You'll be a hard translation, but、
yeah.
God's with me。
感谢主啊！今天我们要讲的题目是什么？忘了。OK， 你是如此的爱我。
So the title would be How much you have loved me。
这是一首歌的名字，哪里听说这首歌
？It's from the name of a song. Have you heard the song？
洪启源写的歌词曲的《你是如此的爱我》。啊，常常听这首歌的时候，我会泪流满面。
A lot of times when I hear the song, I will cry.
So, 我要鼓励你们回家听听这首歌。
So probably when you go home, you can have a listen to this song.
非常非常的好。
A very beautiful song.
今天在圣经上，在耶利米书第三十一章，不用翻圣经。耶利米书第三十一章说：“我以永远的爱来爱你。”
So in the book of
耶利米
Jeremiah it says.I love
you with eternal love. 因此我以慈爱来吸引。
I attract you with.
因此我以慈爱来吸引。大概意思其实没那么，咱翻圣经就行了，不需要按照圣经。
I love you with everlasting love, and then I attract you with my.
我以我的慈爱来吸引你。
With my kindness。
挑战，确实有挑战，我也挺挑战。
It's a challenge for me as well。
感谢主，但是非常感恩我们有讲英文的弟兄姐妹在我们当中，非常的感恩。
So we really appreciate that we have an English-speaking a congregation among us。
今天讲到神的爱是一样什么样的爱
？What kind of love does God have?
叫什么
？What is it？
永远的爱。
Everlasting love。
什么叫永远的爱
？What is everlasting love？
就这个爱，不是变来变去的。
So the love is still it doesn't move it doesn't change。
神的爱永远的、一直的、不带改变。
So the love does not change at all。
但是呢，人间的爱怎么样
？What about human love？
会怎么样呢？今天爱了，明天怎么样？明天就不爱。
Sometimes we love and then the next day we forgot we don't love anymore.
一会儿两个人好的跟一个人，一会儿怎么样，打得天翻地覆。
Sometimes we will love as one, but sometimes the next day we may be quarrel and then become separated.
这是人间的爱。
So this is for a human love.
我给大家讲一个我自己家里的故事。
Let me share a story.
你知道吗？我对我太太的爱。
The love for my wife.
大家觉得是什么样的爱？
永远的爱。
永远的哇！牧师的境界已经很高了。记得有一次啊，在家里面我们煮饺子吃。
So one time we were making dinner.
煮饺子不是自己包的，买的冻饺子。
Frozen dumplings.
然后呢，我太太在那里煮饺子。
So my wife was making frozen dumplings.
结果呢，煮着煮着我就生气了。
So I became angry.
我就不高兴了。
I was not happy.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他主讲的方式跟我主讲的不一样。
Because the way that she cooks is different from the way that I cook.
他烧了一大锅的水。
She made a big pot of water.
一次下了十个饺子。
And she only put 10 dumplings.
他说这样主讲有一个好处。
She said the advantage of cooking this way is.
这样饺子不会煮破。
So the dumplings the wrapping doesn't pop.
Yeah. Okay. Good. 然后呢，我们就他煮了一锅饺子，我们三个人，我和我的两个孩子 Christine 来吃，我们三个人就吃，几口就吃没了。
So she made 10 dumplings, but me and my two kids were having, I mean 10 dumplings. So very soon we're done.
然后他接着煮第二锅。
So she made a second pot.
然后我们就等第二锅出来又吃没了。
So we waited, and then very soon the second pot was done.
然后又煮第三锅。
And then she made the third pot.
我越看我就越气。我说你一锅煮三十个饺子就完了。
Why can't you just put 30 dumplings in the one pot?
我才不管它破不破，对不对
？I don't care the wrapping.
吃饱了就行呗。
As long as I'm full.
破了就破点吃。
Even if pop is okay, I can still.
也很好吃的。
Still tastes good.
当时我很生气。
But I was very angry.
但是因为呢，因为我常常教导别人说不要指出别人的错误。
But a lot of time when I teach others, I help them to not point their mistakes.
忍着不说，第二天早上才跟他讲，我说你。
So I was very angry, but I hold my anger and then I talk.
这个煮的饺子我得吃多长时间？这顿饭吃那么长时间
？So I talk to her the next day. So for the dumplings that you made, how long do I have to wait?
大家看到了吗？这就是人间。
So this is human,
right? 人间的爱就是怎么样，高高低低，起起伏伏。
So the love we have is sometimes we are up and downs.
有一时我爱
得
很多。
A lot of times we love a lot.
然后呢，我们又爱得很少。
And sometimes we do not love at all.
于是婚姻怎么样？像一个战场。
So it's like a battle.
今天我们打来打去。
A lot of times we just fight with each other.
但是呢，我们常常以为。
A lot of times we think.
我们以为神的爱也是这样的。
We think God's love is also like that.
今天我来带给大家一个信息，就是告诉你。
So the message I'm bringing you today is.
这不是上帝的爱。
This is not love from God.
绝对不是。
It is not at all.
上帝的爱是什么样的？
What is the love of God?
永远都不改变的爱。
Never changing.
不可思议的爱，永远都不改变。
Amazing love. 有一天，
有一天我的儿子。
One day my son.
有一天我的儿子，我们俩一起坐在车里的时候。
We were in the car.
然后呢，我儿子不知道该讲什么，突然他讲起了一句话。
And he started saying something.
他说：“你知道吗？你在我心目中的价值。
”Do you know the value that you are at my heart? What's the value of you in my heart?
就值20分钟电脑时间。
Only worth 20 minutes of computer time, screen time.
大家，如果你的儿女跟你这样讲话，你会有什么反应
？So what will you react if your son and daughter telling you this? Tell.
气不气啊
？Will you be angry?
有没有人会扇一嘴巴给他
？Will you want to keep the love?
你打两个，够狠的。那知道我的回答是什么吗
？Do you know what my answer was?
你知道我会怎么会 react？
How did I react?
怎么起来学习？那我对他回答说，我就反问他，我觉得这是个非常好的机会对我来说。
So I questioned him back.
我说，你知道你在我心中的价值吗
？Do you know your value in my heart?
You're worth my whole life.
你
值得我整个的生命。
你知道我整个。
你知道你的价值吗
？Do you know your value?
忽然之间，他沉默。
And he was silent.
你知道吗？这是一个非常神圣的时刻。
It's a very divine moment.
非常美丽的时刻。
Very beautiful moment.
我知道他的心被这句话深深的触动。
Because I know this word has hit his heart.
他知道我对他的爱。
He knows my love for him.
我跟对他的爱，跟他对我的爱不一样。
His love for me and my love for him, is it the same?
完完全全不一样。
It's totally different.
今天上帝也是。
So has God.
今天神爱你。
God loves you too.
并不是因为你做了什么说了什么。
Not because what you have done or what did you do.
他爱你，他就是爱你。
He loves you. He just loves you.
他因为爱你，所以爱你。
He loves you and he still loves you.
我们都有错误的认识。
We have a misunderstanding.
我今天做得好了，神就爱我。
We think that we do good today and he will love me.
今天我做了不好的事情，我今天犯罪了，我今天说错话了，我今天把事情搞砸了，我今天做错了很多的事情，神就不再爱我了。
You know, we think God does not love us if we do wrong, if we are, we trapped or we quarrel with sin.
但是圣经，今天我们再来分享一节的圣经，我们看一下这节的圣经。
So we're going to share.
今天我讲到就跳跃式了。在何西阿书。
Book of Hosea.
何西阿书讲述了这样一个故事。
Hosea shared is a story.
我很喜欢这个故事。
Really
love this story. 我很着急了。这个故事讲到了何西阿，整个的背景，何西阿是一个先知，在当时以色列的一个时代，是一个非常动荡的一个时代，人在律法之下，却活不出来律法的要求，以至于这神的审判临到以色列，临到犹大这样的两个民族。
So in the book of Hosea, so the people did not live to according to God's standard.
然后呢，这里面神做了一件事情。
So God.Did something in this book.
其实这件书很有争议。
So this book has a lot of disagreement among this book.
有人说神怎么可以这样做事情
？How could God do this? A lot of people ask.
今天我就跟大家分享。
So let me share.
从一个角度来分享神的爱。
A different perspective.
神让何西阿做了一件非常不合常理的事情。
So God asked Hosea to do something that is very is not normal.
他说什么呢？他说，耶和华神向何西阿说话时，对他说：“你去娶一个什么？”大家一起说，妓女。
So the Lord began to speak through Hosea, and God said to him, "Go, take yourself an adulterous wife and the children of unfaithful men."
何大声然而，因为这片土地的人极其淫乱，背弃了耶和华。于是何西阿娶了低拉因的女儿歌密为妻，她怀孕，她生了一个儿子。
Because the land is guilty of the violence, adultery, and departing from the Lord, so he married Gomer, daughter of Bibleon, and she conceived and bore him a son.
他娶了一个这样的一个女子，这女子是什么样的女子呢？她是一个。
So what kind of woman is this woman, Gomer?
她是一个什么样的妓女？
She's a prostitute.
她是一个淫乱的人。
She's an adulterous woman.
在我们当中，哪一个弟兄愿意娶这样的一位
？So among us, what kind of brothers would you like to take this, take her as a wife?
我也不愿意，对不对
？Even I didn't want that too.
这个女人跟她生了三个孩子。
So the woman gave him three children.
然后呢，她就离弃了他。
And she left him.
离开了何西阿这个先知。
And she left Jehoshaphat the prophet.
跟别人跑了。
And she ran away with another man.
可能又成为了一个妓女。
And maybe she became a prostitute again.
但第三节的时候怎么说呢
？So on
第三章
chapter 3 verse 1.
耶和华对何西阿说
，The Lord said to Hosea,
你要再去爱那个另有新欢的淫妇。
Go show your love to your wife again.Though she is loved by another and is an adulteress,
像耶和华爱以色列人一样的爱她。
Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites.
尽管他们祭拜别的神明。
Though they turn to other gods.
喜爱葡萄饼。
And love sacred raisin cakes.
耶和华仍然爱他们。
So the Lord still loves them.
啊，这是一个美丽的故事。
It's a beautiful story.
Every time I think about 什么是神爱。
A lot of times when I think about what kind of love God is,
我的心常常都非常非常的感动。
And I'm very touched by God's love.
就是这样的一个女人。
Just like this kind of woman.
一个妓女，一个淫妇。
And prostitute, adulteress.
今天神说你仍然再去爱她。
And God still said today, go and love her.
把她带回到你的家中。
Bring her back to your house.
上帝的心就是如此。
That's what the heart of God is.
今天我想让你真的到神的家中来。
And I want you to come to the house of the Lord.
我希望你可以来放松。
I want you to feel relaxed.
放松一下。
Just feel relaxed.
不需要那么紧张。
You don't have to be nervous.
他是一位爱你的上帝。
Because he is a God who loves you.
并不在乎你的表现。
It's not by your actions.
即使你像那一个女人一样，你曾经离弃他。
You were just like the woman you once left your husband.
你曾经去犯罪。
And you were once sinned.
你得罪了很多的人。
You have offended many.
但是今天我要告诉你。
But today I want to tell you.
过去已经成为过去。
Past has become the past.
你有一个全新的开始。
You have a new beginning.
你有一个美好的未来。
You have a beautiful future.
相信。
Just believe.
神的爱永远都不改变。
Because God's love has never changed.
很多的时候。
A lot of times.
我们就是要做做做，行行行，要求要求要求，觉得只要我做得好了，神就爱我。
And we do all the things, and we think that God will love us according to our actions.
但是今天我想告诉你，不是这样。
But I want to tell you today, it is not like that.
我带大家看几节的圣经。
So I want to share another scripture.
你翻起来也挺费劲。我是不好意思，我三节整在一起。约翰福音第十三章第三十四节，我赐给你们一条新的命令。乃是叫你们彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你也要怎样相爱。我先读完整个中文的翻译啊。罗马书第十五章，所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。耶稣第四章三十二节，你们要以恩慈相待，赐怜悯心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
In the book of John, it says, "I give you a new command: love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another."And Romans 15, verse 7. So accept each other just as the Christ have accepted you. And book of Ephesians chapter 4 says we have to show each other kindness with mercy and forgive each other's sins just as God has forgiven our sins.
好，感谢主。那再看一下这三节的圣经有什么共同之处？
Can you see what kind of common points in?All three scriptures.
来看一下有什么共同之处？这三节的圣经，我为什么把它敲在一起、整在一起，是有原因的。
There's a reason why I put all of them together. There is a common thing in all three.
What is it common? Tell me. 彼此吗？看到什么
？Can you see each other?Love each other, 彼此相爱。
这三节圣经有一个共同的特点，大家看一下。我怎样爱你们？第一节圣经。
So on the first, how I loved you.
第二节，如同基督接纳你们一样。
So on the second says, as Christ has accepted you.
第三处，正如神在基督。
So, just as God has forgiven you.
大家看见了
吗？
之前一直有一个前提。
So there's a,
前提，有一个 condition. 好，我也不知道说。有一个前提，这是什么
？So there's a condition.
我怎样爱你
？How I have loved you.
然后呢？我怎样接纳了你
？How I have accepted you.
然后呢？我怎样饶恕了你？
How I have forgiven you.
然后你才能怎么样
？Then you can do.
你才能去爱。
Then you can love.
你才能去接纳。
Then you can accept.
你能才去饶恕。
Then you can forgive.
重要的是什么
？So what is the most important?
不是你去爱。
Not you to love.
不是你去饶恕。
Not the forgiveness.
不是你去接纳。
Not from the acceptance from you.
更重要的是什么
？What's the most important thing?
你要明白基督的爱。
You have to understand the love of Christ.
你明白基督的饶恕。
Understand the forgiveness of Christ.
你明白基督如何的接纳你。
And acceptance from Christ.
当你明白的时候。
When you understand.
哇，神竟然如此的爱我。
Oh, how God have loved me.
变得非常的自然。
And it becomes very natural for you.
非常的容易。
Very easy.
你可以去爱你周围的人。
So you can love your neighbors.
当你知道我这么不好的时候，接纳了我。
When you know that, even though I'm a sinful person, still God loves me.
所以当你斜了眼睛看到别人问题的时候。
So when you see other people's problems.
你也说我要接纳。
You will tell yourself that, oh, I have to accept this person as well.
因为我不好的时候
Because when I'm sin,
我的主耶稣基督已经接纳我
My God, Jesus Christ have already loved me.
当你明白他的爱人生不再一样
So when you understand the love of Christ your life will be totally different.
所以今天我们的观念要有一个改变
So we have to change our perspective.
就每次我们到神的家中，我心中都有一个期待。
So every time we come to the house of the Lord, we have an expectation in our heart.
星期天的早晨这么的好。
So the glorious morning, Sunday morning.
为什么不在家睡个懒觉
？Why can't we just stay home and sleep?
为什么我们要来到这个地方来聚会
？Why do we come here to worship?
因为什么
？Why?
因为你要来领受神的爱。
Because we are here to receive the love from the Christ.
因为你要来明白他的爱。
You have to understand the love of Christ.
因为你希望你得到一份恩典。
Because you want to come and receive the grace.
因为你想得到、听到、领受一个改变你生命的信息。
Because you want to receive a message that could change your life.
今天当你坐在这个地方的时候
，So when you sit in the pew,
神的话语带着一个能力。
So the word of God brings the power.
好像火焰一样。
Just like the fire.
就进到你的思想的当中。
Falling down from the sky and coming into your heart,
让你来明白
so that you will understand.
我是多么的爱
How much He has loved.
今天是借着我的口
So the Lord, using my mouth,
一直要重复一个信息
So repeatedly to bring the same message.
要来明白，深深的明白，用的灵用的心，深深的来明白理解一个东西
So your heart, your mind, and your spirit will understand.
他说我是如此的爱
I have loved you this much.
我用我整个的生命来爱你。
I use my whole life to love you.
跟你的行为没有任何的关系。
Nothing to do with your actions.
我爱你就是爱。
I love you no matter what.
我问你一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
你爱你的孩子。
Do you love?
今天他干了一件坏事。
If your children did something wrong today.
你是不是依然爱他
？Are you still loving him? Do you still love your children?
会不会？是不是？你的孩子做了一件错事，你会不会原谅他
？If your children commit something wrong, do you still love him?
前两天
，couple days ago，
我儿子
，my son，
用我那个信用卡
，use my credit card，
花了五六十块钱出去
，he spent about $50-$60，
然后呢，买了一个游戏的币子。
And he bought a game.
那一天
我正
在上班。
So I was at work.
然后你知道吗？信卡一刷，我那个一刷之后，我立刻会收到 email.
So I got an email because once you use my credit card, I get an email notification.
第一笔刷了$5。
The first was $5.
第二笔刷了$25。
Second one.
第三笔又刷了$25。
And another $25.
我正在上班。
And I was at work.
我气的，这个败家孩子是不是打游戏，又刷我的卡打游戏
？I was very mad at my son because he was using my credit card.
后来我就回去了。
So I went home.
给他训了一顿。
And I scolded him.
我说好，你要接受惩罚。
You have to. So I told him you have to accept your punishment.
你自己要赔这个钱。
You have to pay it back.
他的每个月会给他$10的劳动人。
So every month I gave him $10.
好，他大概是$55，大概是$70加币。
So he spent $55 around $70 Canadian.
七个月的劳动人。
So I seven months of allowance.
哇，好紧。那后来我想了一下，
So and then I thought about it. Oh, 7 months is a lot. So maybe it's okay.
我觉得我不能这样做。
I can't.
虽然我想惩罚他，但是我觉得这
个。Even though I want to give him some kind of punishment, but I didn't want
to. 那这个惩罚太重了，我觉得。
It's too harsh on him.
这个会严重的影响我跟他之间的关系。
It might affect my relationship with him.
七个月没有零花钱。
Seven months without allowance.
然后那天我就跟他讲。
So I talked to him the other day.
我说算了。
Said, I will let it go.
我完全想 forgive.
Yeah, I totally forgive you.
不用你还这个钱。
So you don't have to pay it back.
你知道他什么反应吗？
Do you know what his response was?
你不要看。
Guess.
大家想一下，什么反应？
What do you think?
如果是你，你会什么反应？
Well,
thank you. 我儿子很仗义的。
My son was very.
我还一半。三十块。
He said, "Oh, I will pay half, $25."
三十五块钱，这小伙子还挺仗义的啊！ So, 自己要还三十五块钱。
So he wanted to pay half.
你知道吗？一个父亲。
You know, a father.
看到孩子犯错的时候。
When he sees his children.Doing something wrong.
他的内心是什么样？
What does his heart feel?
我希不希望他这样做？
Do I want him to do that? No.
我不希望。
I don't want him to do that.
但是。
But.
但是。
But.
但是。
But.
这会不会改变我对他的爱？
Does he change my love for him?
不会。
Does it?
不会。
No.
每一个人。
Everyone.
我也一样。
Including me.
我曾经做过非常非常多错误的事情。
I did many things wrong in the past.
很多很多错误的决定。
Many many mistakes.
但是。
But what?
神依然爱我。
But God still loves me.
今天我站在这里。
Today I'm standing here.
我笃定的相信。
And I firmly believe.
不管什么事情发生。
No matter what happens.
神这边爱永远都不变。
The love of God never changes.
你要很多年前，很多年前。
Many years ago.
我在一个教会服侍了很多年，我的基本第一个教会。
I was serving in my previous church.
七年。
For 7 years.
有一天发生了一件事情，我一定要离开。
So something happened and I had to leave the church.
That's a big shake. 是很大的一个震动对那个教会。
So it was a big shift in that church because I have to leave.
我觉得在那个事件中，我伤害了很多的人。
So in that phase, I think I have offended many people.
我也从之前我说神可能永远都不会再使用我。
And I even thought that God might never use me again.
我觉得我让神失望。
Because I let God down.
我觉得我让我很多人失望。
And I let many people down.
但是
But God did not.
神依然爱着。
God still loves me.
当我觉得我最不好、最不好的时候。
When I think I'm at the worst.
神依然。
God still loves me.
神依然鼓励我、安慰我。
And God still encouraged me.
神依然把我带到奥牧师这么好的一个教会。
And God still lead me to Pastor Bing's church.
依然牧师师母有大家那样的来支持我。
And I still have many brothers and sisters.
鼓励鼓励
我，
肯定我。
And give me affirmation.
我非常的感恩王牧师这样的支持。
So I really appreciate Pastor Bing.
当我们在拜师开天教会的时候。
So when I started the church in White Rock.
同工们非常的支持。
And co-workers, they are really and supported me.
我非常非常的感恩。
So I was really appreciate everybody's help.
那我看见神的爱。
So when I see God's love in my heart.
我看见神的爱。
And I see God's love in that place.
所以说，爱如天家教会的意向。
So you know, our church's vision.
就是把爱神的爱带入到天家来。
So the vision of my church is to bring love into thousands and thousands of homes.
所以你知道吗？在整个建立教会的过程。
So during the process of building up the church,
你知道我是怎么建立这个教会的？
How did I bring up the church? How did I build up the church?
刚开始的时候，教会有什么人都没有。
So at first, no, there was no one in our church.
我每次来到主的面前。
So I came to the presence of the Lord.
我就坐在那里。
So I sat.
有的时候我就跪在那里。
And then I kneel.
然后我就开始哭泣。
And then I start to cry.
根本就不知道如何来建立这样的教会。
I don't know how to start a church.
但是我就看到神的手就在我们当中。
But I see God's hand among us.
我看到许多的人生命被改变。
I see many people's life have changed.
神的爱就是那么的实在。
So God's love is so so firm.
所以这段的时间，其实我在爱普信仰一直在传递一个信息。
So this times in our church, I keep on bringing the same message.
这个是那个 foundation.
This is the 根基。
所以说今天我讲的一个信息是我爱普信仰一个核心的信息。
So the message I'm bringing you is the core message that is in core vision in our church.
就是爱可以带下改变。
So the love can bring changes.
当人真正明白神的爱的时候
，When you truly understand the love of God,
人的生命开始不再一样。
People's life became different.
所以我们最需要做的一件是什么事情
？What's the most important thing we have to do?
不是做。
It's not by our action.
我们确实有很多做不完的事情。
It's not doing things.
但是更重要的一件事情
，But the most important thing
是在领受。
Is to receive.
领受。
Receive.
再领受。
Receive again.
你知道吗？我特别喜欢讲我太太的故事。
I like to share the story of my wife.
啊，想一想。
Let me think.
一分钟时间。那最近我奶奶这个三年的改变很大，她听了很多关于爱的信息。
So, my wife's life has changed a lot because she listened to a lot of messages about love.
我看到她的改变，她不再一样。
She's a different person.
以前要做事情总是在一种被动的情况下做事情。
In the past, she was quite passive.
在被要求下做事情。
She likes to do things. I mean, under command, she doesn't do it by herself.
但今天她被完全的改变。
But today, she's totally different.
她里面充满了信心。
And she has faith in her heart.
于是她现在做饭做得越来越好。
She cooks better.
Much better.
Much better now.
好，那可能今天我的时间到这里。
I don't have much time.
Okay, 我跟大家一起来做一个祷告。
So let me finish up by praying with you.
今天我们这个信息最重要的内容。
So the core message.
我希望大家可以。来领受。
I hope everybody can.
这样的一个信息，大家可以来明白。
Receive the message.
他永远不变的爱来爱我。
Ever changing, never changing love.
他以他的慈爱来吸引我。
He loves us with his everlasting love.
他爱我们在座的每一个人，不管你们过去如何，今天神依然要来使用，今天神依然要来等待你。
Regardless what you have come in the past, God still loves you. He will want to use you and in His own ways.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
主，谢谢你在我们当中。
Thank you for being with us.
主，谢谢你对我们说这慈爱的话。
Thank you for speaking love words to us.
主，我们今天来领受这个。
Lord, we come here and receive today.
不是因为我们的行为。
Not because of our actions.
完全都是你的恩典。
It's all your grace.
谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you for love us.
为我舍命。在十字架上
on the cross,
将你的爱来显明
and reveal your love on the
cross. 谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
你的爱是我心中的力量。
Your love is the power of my heart.
是我生命的泉源。
It's the origin of my life.
我感谢你主。
Lord, I want to give you thanks. Thank you, Lord.
奉主基督耶稣的祷告。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。谢谢呐。
谢谢天文啊，
谢谢天
文。我也不充两句，我听了非常的感动，重新再次的眺望我这一个信心。
So I want to add a couple more points. I was very encouraged by his message.
其实，在我的心里面，我所经历的就是这一种爱。
So in my heart, this is what I experienced, the love of God.
其实我在教会巴不得每一个人明白和领受神的这种爱。
So I want every one of you to receive this kind of love from God.
我相信我们每一个人在渴望这种爱。
And I truly believe each one of us is longing for this kind of love.
为什么呢
？Why?
我相信你在你软弱的时候。或者你犯了错误的时候，你不希望你周围爱你的人离开你，因着你的错误。
I know that if you make a mistake or you are at the weakest point of your life, you don't want your loved ones to leave you.
你为什么会有这种渴望？
Why do you have this kind of longing?
因为你渴望神的这种爱，不变的爱。
Because you want an never-changing love, everlasting love. God.
你旁边那位也是同样的想法。
The person sitting next to you has the same.
但是这种爱呢，在人间。是在凭着人自己的能力，很多时候是做不到的。
So in the world, we cannot get this kind of love from other human beings.
就像凯文所讲的，我们先需要来领受。
Just what Kevin has shared, we have to receive first.
懂得领受的人有福了。
We have to receive from God first.
圣经讲的，大大的张口，就有大大的宠要来领受。
The Bible says, "Open up wide, and He will give abundantly."
我们中间有些人领受的很快。
Some of us have received quickly.
领受了以后，很多东西可以给。
And they can give up as much as they receive.
我觉得我是这样一个。
I feel
非常有福的。
I'm like that. I'm very blessed.
一信主就不断的给。
When I come to the Christ, I keep on giving up.
给不完。
And I many more to give.
充满了喜乐。
I was full of joy.
我也搞不清楚为什么。
I don't know why I'm so joyful.
但是有时候我也对别的一些基督徒，我看，不知道为什么你会不喜乐。
And I don't understand why some of the Christians do not feel the joy that I'm feeling.
后来我发现这是神的一个特别的恩典。
And I found this a special gift from God.
那我相信，如果每一个人愿意来接受的话呢，愿意按照神的话语，相信神的话语。会接受这样一种巨大的一种信心和爱和能力。
I believe if every one of you who believes will get the same anointing from the Lord.
我看到凯文的生命里面和他太太的最近这几年的这个婚姻的改变，他们的婚姻人家会羡慕，羡慕的不得了。
So I see a lot of changes in Kevin's marriage, and a lot of people look up to them.
因为真的是把这里面大爱倾倒的。
Because God has poured out His love on this family.
其中一个原因，我就觉得凯文领受了这个接受。
One of the reasons I believe is that Kevin has received this kind of love from God.
所以我觉得我们一起来接受这一种爱。
So I want to invite all of you to receive.
对，我还是请凯文上来，
so、
在一起。
So I ask Kevin to come up again.
我们两个人一起来祝福大家，大家请、请站起来，
你
想要接受这种爱，因为你希望得到这种爱，而且你会爱很多的人，周围的人需要这种爱。
When you receive this kind of love, you will give back the same kind of love to others.
你不再挤出来，你是流出来。
You don't squeeze out your love; it will be pouring out of your life.
后来你发现越给越多。
The more you give, the more you receive.
你也越多，他也越多。
You will increase the others with
the
grace. Hallelujah.
我们一起来祷告，来接受。
Let's pray.
Hallelujah. 我们谢谢你。
Hallelujah. We give you thanks.
主啊，我们相信。
We believe.
我们相信你的应许，相信你的爱。
We believe your promise. We believe in your love.
就是在那爱字里面有一个奥秘。
So it is a secret message that in the Son of God.
让我们在你的爱字里面同为后嗣。同盟应许
will be descendants with your son.
我们的罪得到赦免
our sin will be forgiven.
我们就像何西阿的太太一样，好多时候嫌弃你，真的是不爱你，但是你却永远的爱着我。
Even though sometimes we were just like Gomer's, the wife of Hosea, but still you have loved us.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢你。我们愿意接受这样的爱。
Lord, want to receive this kind of love from you.
更多更多的赐给我们。
More and more.
知道你爱我们。
We know that you have love.
我们不再惧怕。
We do not fear anymore.
我们不再看人的眼光。
We do not seek other people's attention.
因为没有人再能够定我们的罪。
No one can judge us.
因为你已经全然的宽恕我们。
Because you have forgiven all our sins.
没有人再能够夺去你在我们身上的应许。
No one can take away the promises that you have given us.
因为你是爱，是永远的爱。
Because your love is an everlasting love.
主，我们世上的爸爸尚且这样爱儿子，何况我天上的爸爸？
Even the human parents, fathers who love their sons and daughters, how much more could you love us?
主啊，是的，主，你来祝福每一位。
Lord, I ask all you to bless us.
伸出你的手来接受神的祝福。
Bring out your hands and receive the blessing from the Lord.
我们今天不是对着空气在讲话。
We are not speaking to the air.
我们今天是对着复活的耶稣和他在这里的圣灵，还有众天使，在服侍大家。
Speaking to the resurrection Son of the Christ, Son of the King, and also to the angels.
对，现在天使在服侍大家。
Angels can come and minister to us.
要加力量给你。
And give you strength.
要除去你心中那些错误的对神的认识。
And take away the wrong perception that you have from God.
这神是一个爱我们的一个父亲，永远爱我们。
God is a God who loves us just like that.
现在接受圣灵，主啊，大大的建立在每个人的心里面。
Holy Spirit, come on each of us.
提升我们的信心。
Elevate our faith.
提升我们的信心，提升我们的信心。主啊，我们不怕我们的环境多么的糟糕。主啊，你能够改变，改变我们的家庭，改变我们的孩子，改变我们的父辈，改变我们的工作环境，改变我们加拿大的环境。神啊，你大大的祝福给我们。哦，大大的祝福我们每一个人的身体。
Bless us, bless our body.
祝福我们每个人的经济。
Bless our, us financially.
主啊，使得让我们成为一个极大的祝福的源泉。
Let us become a source of blessing.
就像您曾经对我们教会的应许一样。
Just like you promised our church.
人会像洪水一样涌进来。
People will come like a flood.
因为人会经历到真正的爱。
Because people have experience the true love,
真正的接纳，
true acceptance,
真正的安全感，
the true feeling of security.
他们会感觉到这有真正的家庭，
and they can feel the presence of family.
主啊，我们谢谢你，哈利路亚。
Thank you again.
我在家开门在祷告。
And I ask Kevin to pray.
主啊，谢谢你的爱。
Lord, thank you for your love.
你全心全意的爱着我。
主，我
们就敞开我们心来领受。
主，
在你极深的爱中，你创造了我们。在你的眼中，我们圣洁没有瑕疵。
In your eyes, we are perfect, we are pure.
谢谢你用你的宝血来买赎了我们，来归
义。Thank you for your love that has redeemed our lives.
谢谢你看我们的性命是如此的宝贵。
Thank you for seeing how valuable our lives is in your heart.
谢谢你接纳我们成为你的儿女。
Thank you for accepting us as your children.
感谢你。
Thank you.
奉主基督耶稣的祷告。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
下面我们可以分成小组，把一些具体家里的一些事情，我们没有办法带到台上来的，我们再次相信两三个人聚集，今天我们大家同心合意为我们所面临的一些事情来祷告，来宣告，来宣告。
We will divide into groups and we can share with our.
主啊，你祝福我们下面的时间，奉主耶稣。
Please bless our time together.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.